Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time to go.
What?
You don't have a wristband.
Why do I need a wristband?
It's time to go.
I can stand here if I want. I'm not moving.
He's cornered.
Okay, they're now cornering me. I'm not moving. Say whatever you want. No. I mean no harm. I'm just standing here. Just showing you guys how pointless your blockade is. I got in through the other entrance, and now I'm standing here. You guys want to prevent Jewish students from entering? Fine.
Now we got a couple of Jewish students. Are you Zionist?
Yeah, of course I'm Zionist.
Yeah, we know that Zionist.
Okay, so you don't let Zionists in the library that I pay tuition for?
Do you think people are now coming around? Because you've been fighting to have this debate for quite a while, haven't you?
Well, the evidence was pretty considerable 18 months ago when I first spoke out. I mean, it's overwhelming now. Every week there's more evidence. Paper out last week in Japan of a clear link now between people who've had the boosters and the increased cancer. We know why. It's the SB40, the simian virus 40 promoter region that's Pfizer didn't disclose in their vaccines. I mean, there's a clear link with promoting cancer.
And so, are you seeing more MPs now than before coming to your
side? No, the MPs have got their hands in the blood up to their armpits, most of them. They have put out thousands, hundreds if not thousands of letters saying that the vaccines are safe and effective over the last few years. There's a general election coming later this year, and they really just want to hold the line and after the general election, because there is both sides of the house, there's so much political capital that the vaccines are safe and effective, which they're neither safe nor effective. Now, I was thrown out of the Conservative Party for tweeting that a leading cardiologist had said that the vaccine rollout is the biggest crime against humanity since the Holocaust. I'm afraid I think it's going to be bigger than the Holocaust, because I think we've got to be somewhere between 10 and 20 million people have been killed by these experimental vaccines worldwide, and it's still going up.
And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
That anybody can accuse you of that.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
Well, let me just say that, speaking diplomatically, the world is a mess. I have been to those places, believe me. I have seen people that are dirt poor that then spend money on things that are not healthy. But it is exactly, I think, that out of that difficulty and challenge, it's a huge opportunity. Companies that have the capability of delivering a message that says you can help yourself.
You know, is the price worth it?
I like the idea of an American product being helpful to people in other parts of the world. I've studied democracy my whole life. They say, well, let's kind of just worry about ourselves and not worry about anybody else.
And all she did was bring mass from death and tyranny worldwide, but she's a fat, ugly woman, so it's okay. Let's empower people. Let's put evil evil witches in charge. They'll take care of us like Hillary and Madeleine Albright. Burn in hell, Madeleine Albright. Burn in hell.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to hit some more news right now for a little while, and then we're going to do the deep dive on the cashless society, the central bank digital currencies, the social credit score, the AI that the IRS has been using for years without warrants to track everything you do, to shut down underground economies, to drive you into bankruptcy. This is total economic war. Cutting off the power, cutting off the coal, cutting off the natural gas, cutting off the pipelines. I mean, it's just attacking the families, cutting off the police, creating mass crime. This is a government run by big corporations that are at war with civilization. They want a post-industrial world. But coming up, look at some of these headlines and videos I'm going to be going through. Cashless society. WEF boasts that 98% of central banks are adopting CBDCs. It's not coming. It's here. Congress. IRS using AI to target middle class without warrants illegally. Putin successfully using gold to defeat international sanctions on Russia. China switches strategy from stacking gold to take all the silver. Pushing up the central banks. Bank of America's most preferred commodity, gold, while they announce they're going to cashless society. It goes on and on. That's just scratching the surface. And bank failures have begun again, but are getting almost no coverage, as predicted here. We're going to be going over all of it here today. But in other news, the White House and the State Department has threatened serious actions. They don't say what. If the International Criminal Court, which is totally illegitimate, but it's not saying that they have points about Israel, what's happening in Gaza, that if they hand down war crimes against Netanyahu and others, serious ramifications. Israeli officials believe international court is preparing arrest warrants. That was yesterday, New York Times. Now today, the White House says, yeah, it's coming down. We'll be watching all of that. Also, we have just amazing video I want to get to later that ties into what's happening with the banks. Must see El Salvador President Bukele tells government officials they're all under investigation for bribery. We're also going to get to Hunter Biden to sue Fox News over laptop from hell. They'll pick a jury, pick a judge, won't matter how guilty it is. Everything Fox News said was true. They didn't go far enough, but he'll sue him. He'll win because of the weaponized judiciary we have in this country. That's really their little secret system. Also, a very important report about economic warfare. Remember 4 or 5 months ago, those giant fires all over Canada, but mainly in the east, and they kept arresting people in local news, Antifa liberals setting the fires? Well, now the government's come out and had to admit that, okay, the fires were all arson. Almost every fire was arson. And they're going to do the same tactics they did ahead of Trump in the election in 2020. Very serious information on that front as well to show how Trump is dominating everything right now. And how the Republicans know he's going to win, even with all the election fraud, the landslide so big.
Trump and DeSantis meet privately in Miami, agree to fundraising deal. So DeSantis is getting off the Karl Rove and Jeb Bush TTs and is facing reality. We've got all of that and more coming up straight ahead. But I wanted to get into a few more minutes. There's only a few minutes left of the Alexander Dugin piece. This is 2 hours long, I'm told. I haven't seen the whole thing. The 22-minute piece, the clip of him explaining how liberalism now is a cancer of anti-human that's literally waging war at every other form of freedom. We're going to play up the last few minutes of that and then go to our special guest as we navigate the big issue that people don't want to face, that we need to get ahead of, and that is the true state of not our economy, it's part of it, but the global economy, and that the chickens have come home to roost, stag inflation. But here is more of the Dugin interview.
Stop here. That is my vision. So if you say, oh, I prefer old liberalism, they would say, the progressives, they would say, it is not about old liberalism, it is about fascism. You are defender of traditionalism, conservatism, fascism. So stop here. Either be progressive liberal or you are done, or we will cancel you. That is what we observe.
Well, it's certainly what we're living, and to see self-described liberals ban your book, which is not a manual for bomb making or invading Ukraine. It's a, you know, these are philosophical works. Tells you that it's not, of course, it's not liberal in any sense. I wonder, though, like, when you reach the point when the individual can no longer liberate himself from anything, when he's just not even human, what's the next step after that?
That is described in the pictures, American pictures, films, in many ways. So I think that, you know, that all the science fictions, almost all of the 19th century were realized in the reality in the 20s. So there is nothing more realistic than science fiction. And if you consider Matrix or Terminator, you have so many more or less coinciding version of the future with the post-human or human optional situation or artificial intelligence. You, Hollywood has made many films. I think they portray correctly reality of the close future. So, for example, if we consider the man, the human nature as a kind of rational animals. So you could now, with our technology, you could produce them. So you could create rational animals or combine them or construct them. And artificial intelligence, strong artificial intelligence, neural network plus huge database, it is a kind of king of the world, I would say, that could not only manipulate, but create realities, because the realities are just images, just sensations, just feelings. So I think that post-humanist futurism is a kind of not only a realistic description of the very possible and probable future, but as well a kind of political manifest. So it is not, that is kind of visual thinking, and the fact that you have no bright traditional future described in the films. I don't know any movie of the future in the West made about return to traditional life, the prosperity, the families with many children. Everything is quite in shadow, quite black. So if you
hold on, I'm going to finish this up here. So back it up 5 seconds. The CIA admits starting in the 50s they put out ugly art, ugly culture, because they know what we envision we end up building. So they're showing you a dystopia so that as it rolls out, you're comfortable with it because your brain sees a horrible thing and starts preparing to live in it. And so that's why they're pushing this and the drone warfare and taking humans out of the equation. But look at Metaverse. They spent over $20 billion at Facebook, now Meta, to try to get people to go into that hellscape, but it totally backfired. So we just have to point out it's a trap and just never touch it, never be close to it, never deal with it. Because that's the reality. We have to choose our environment. We have to choose our future. We have to build an alternate plan. And that's where things like gold and silver come in, or a farm, or living in the country, or having friends and family that have different skills. One's a doctor, one's a mechanic, one's a farmer, one's a school teacher, one's a lawyer, one's an electrician. And everybody's got those skills as neighbors, and you live great. That's why they need to cut the resources off ahead of it before you figure it out, so that you don't get positioned to stop it, because you won't just be taking care of yourself. You'll be seen as leaders in the future. The Amish, almost no cancer, lived like 85 on average. We live to 80 to 73 now. Our life expectancy is dropping. The Amish don't have autism. Just don't have it. See, they can't have groups in the study, the control groups. They can't have people in this that don't take the shot.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the West, I think they have understood that from the beginning of his rule correctly. So this hatred is not just casual, something casual or some mood. It is not.
It's not casual. It's very serious.
It's metaphysical. So if your main task and main goal is to destroy traditional value, traditional family, traditional states, traditional relations, traditional beliefs, and someone on that with the nuclear weapon, that is not smallest, the last but not least arguments. Someone with nuclear weapon to stand strong, defending traditional value, you are going to abolish. I think they have some basis for this Russophobia and the hatred for Putin. So it is not just by the chance. It's not some irrational change from Sovietophilia to Russophobia. It's something deeper, I would say. It's my guess.
It's clearly something deeper. We felt it was important for your ideas to get an airing in English in the United States simply because we believe in the open airing of ideas. I guess we're liberals that way. So we're grateful that you took the time. Mr. Dugan, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Free speech is bigger than any one person or any one organization. Societies are defined by what they will not permit. What we're watching is the total inversion of virtue.
Find more at TuckerCarlson.com. I hope there's more. I thought there was more. It acted like it's over there. I thought that was just a promo piece. Look, in closing, because we did this live, I'm going to post what I covered in the first hour and last few minutes at Bandai Video and on X today. That is really the heart of this, and this is really important. Russia isn't perfect, far from it, but it's pulled out of the New World Order. China's taking the New World Order plan, but trying to run it itself. So it's a twin dragon we're dealing with, twin-headed. But it's split off. Tyrants always end up fighting each other in the final equation. But we've been hijacked with something that is fundamentally anti-human. And so America and traditional values is the main target. Russia and traditional values is the next target. And though we're not working with Russia, ideologically, we're against the same enemy. So it's kind of true when they say, oh, the Trump supporters are pro-Russia. Well, we're just not pro two men can have a baby and chop little boys' penises off. So that's what we're facing, the post-human world, and it couldn't be more important. Now, for the next hour and 38 minutes, we are going to do a deep dive on the economy. And folks, I hope you're listening to me because I'm just like you. I've been so close to this problem so long and knew this was coming for so long. I still don't really digest at an immediacy level or a what's the proper term? We need to take this extremely seriously. There needs to be a, not desperation, but close to it. We need to understand where our environment's going. It's a design collapse to bring us under a cashless society control grid. Mark of the Beast by any other name, it is the same thing. So we need a serious focus, an absolute dedication to putting this on the front burner. We've got to have a understanding that this is an immediate threat that we're already deep into, but it's only going to get worse. And if we're not prepared mentally and spiritually and do the few things we can do to try to mitigate it, we're going to be caught up in the hysteria and the desperation it's designed to create. We need to get desperate ahead of desperation to get our house in order before the mob finds out just how serious things are and things disintegrate very, very quickly. So we need to get right with God. I'm going to play a few clips and go to our guest who was for the balance of the show today. I'm host of the fourth hour as well, not just this hour. Dr. Kirk Elliott here in a moment. But I wanted to play a clip of Alan Greenspan years ago, a decade ago, saying it doesn't matter how much money we need to print. It doesn't matter how big the debts are. It's unlimited. Well, for them buying up real infrastructure, I guess they get first use. But for everybody else, it causes inflation. And just 2 years ago, Biden said there isn't inflation. He said, well, then it's not that bad. Oh, it's terrible. It's Trump's fault. Now it's fixed, but it's not. And then they're going to have to go back to quantitative easing soon. Kirk Elliott months ago predicted regional banks start failing. It's now begun. We need to really talk about this and have a very serious mind and understand that history is happening right now. So here's Alan Greenspan.
The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
Now, when I was younger, I had a photographic memory, and it was actually torture because I think about a topic and thousands of things would pop in my mind, and I would stutter and have trouble. Now that I'm 50 and been around, I'm not photographic anymore, and I get upset because in the last couple minutes I was looking for the word. I couldn't think of it. It's urgency. Urgency. You need urgency. I need urgency. And my wife, who's not even heavily politically engaged, but now she is by necessity, she has an urgency. She says, we need to move the country. We need to get more storable food and more solar panels and more guns and more weed. She can feel it. Woman's intuition. Urgency was the word. We need an urgency, people, and not have this learned helplessness. Now, why did I play that clip? Then we'll go to Dr. Elliott, Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's saying there's unlimited money. So people go to demonstrations at the Federal Reserve and they say, if there's unlimited money, why are you taking my house? Because I couldn't pay income tax, which we didn't have until 1913. It doesn't even go to pay the debt because that gives them social control. So here is Congresswoman Hagman, and we knew this years ago. I told you this a long time ago. It's come out before that the IRS is watching every financial transaction that's digital, every bank account, every credit card, every debit, every you name it, without a warrant. And the 86,000 IRS agents they hired 2 years ago, they now admit, aren't for $400,000 or above. They're leaving them alone. Oh, they'll burn a few for the news. They're leaving the billionaires completely alone. They pay like 1% on average. Elon stepped up and paid like 20%. He paid the biggest taxes ever, just to Elon's credit. They attacked him. He said, sure, the other billionaires don't pay, but I will. Ladies and gentlemen, Google pays less than 1%. So they're saying, listen, my grandfather, World War II vet, hard worker, great guy, he had a heart attack and a stroke. He was 80-something years old. He was the one that paid the bills. My grandmother had polio. She was in a wheelchair, died at 92. But when they're 80-something years old, the IRS came and tried to take their house because they missed some letter or some payment for like $1,000, they claimed. Because they didn't know how to get on the phone or go. You can't even get a call back. Imagine what it's like now. So trying to take my grandparents' house, trying to take everything they had when they were 80-something years old. They were, modest folks. It wasn't like a mansion or something. They were middle class. That goes on everywhere. But if you're an illegal alien, you're tax exempt, all this free stuff. The point is the big banks are exempt. The illegals are exempt. They're all exempt. And they've got unlimited money at the Federal Reserve, which they really don't. But they're not even using the tax money to run the country. It's a social engineering operation. So we're going to go to break. I got Dr. Kirk Elliott on. I appreciate him holding for the last 10 minutes. We're going to go to break and play this clip he sent me. I'm glad he sent this to me, of the congresswoman talking about the AI. Because, again, they're surveilling you to harass you and control you and bankrupt you in their artificial economy that's designed to bring you to your knees. They admit that. It's the Great Reset. While they're all basically exempt from the taxes and the Federal Reserve can, quote, do whatever it wants. Yeah, and then pass you the inflation.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So if you just joined us, I played a clip earlier of the former head of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, saying, we can print any money we want, we can pay any debt, we have unlimited infinity of money. But that then causes inflation. But none of the globalists kept the money themselves, only bought up companies and yachts, and they tried to freeze it up there in the luxury sector as a breakaway civilization. But those dollars come trickling down, they become devalued. But then they say there's limited money. Well, why do you need the income tax then if you can just print all the money you want? So they're lying at both levels, ladies and gentlemen. But the truth is your income tax doesn't go to fund the government. Just goes towards interest on the debt. They positioned us for this. And then the IRS has to spy on you illegally without warrants for your own good to fund the country. It's all a giant criminal lie. The income tax is in the Communist Manifesto in the 10 planks. Look it up. I forget which plank it is. Guys, talk about the Communist Manifesto, please, the 10 planks, while we play this report. We'll show you. I think it's like maybe it's the third plank, the fourth plank. I can't remember from memory. I would have years ago, the photographic memory, but I don't know now. But I know it's in there, and I know that's the reality. Here it is.
What we have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist, and what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes. This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
So, Congresswoman, what's the end game here? Because at the end of the day, you can't put the AI genie back in the bottle, and it's so easy to use these technologies in the way that you're suspecting the IRS is. How do you protect American citizens and our constitutional rights?
Well, one of the things is we need a new administration in November because this administration has been absolutely lawless in terms of its surveillance of us, of members of Congress, of local officials, of people who are protesters, of voters. This administration has completely ignored the Bill of Rights, whether it's the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. They have weaponized the government against us. So one of the things we...
That's right. We have a rogue criminal government working for BlackRock. And the CBDC, if you don't know what ESGs are, you're going to learn. I know most of you do. We're not just talking about what some of the audience doesn't know about. We're also talking about what's coming next with Dr. Kirk Elliott, an incredible economist, an amazing theologian as well. KEPM.com/gold. He's also an amazing sponsor. The best place to get silver and gold bullion anywhere out there. And they don't have any fees if you want to sell it back or trade it back. They are the best company out there. KEPM.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. But the big reason I have him on is I wanted him on as a guest. I remember him and all the work he did at WorldNet Daily and so much more. And he's like, yeah, I've been wanting to talk to you for a while. Why don't I be a sponsor? I'm like, why the hell didn't I think of you? And his 5-star reviews, and he always comes on, doesn't get into that. But that's something you should do is give him a call. And for anybody out there, they can help you. He's obviously pushing silver, and that's the thing that's really starting to perform amazingly. We're going to talk about it all. But today, we're going to really drill into the true state of the world economy, not just the American economy, with inflation, with the treasury bills, with the central bank digital currencies, and where all this is going. Even if Trump gets in, I don't see them being able to stop this. I think it maybe could be mitigated, but one way or another, we're already in the inflation, and much of the economy is sinking, so it's stagflation, completely artificial. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Alex.
You sent me a stack of incredible news. Where do you want to begin first?
So, well, let's talk about that video that you just shared. So we've been talking a lot, Alex, on air and privately about central bank digital currencies coming in and what it is going to mean for society, correct? Which is the ESGs that you talked about, the social credit scores, a digital social profile as being the thing that will divorce you from your bank accounts if your ideology doesn't match up. So just like we've been talking about this, it's coming. The World Economic Forum last week basically was bragging about how 98% of all the countries in the world are ready to adopt CBDCs. 98%. Well, what's the 2% that's left? It's probably some little South Pacific island that doesn't even have computers, right? So for me, 98% is pretty much all of the world. And everybody's up in arms about what this is going to mean for our privacy, the reduction of our freedom, and they should be because of what they have said, not us, what they have said, which is we are going to have unified ledgers where everything that you own is going to be put in a packet, which we can have programmable money. We can shut it off of you being the owner. And people have said, well, Kirk, how in the world could they do that? Well, it's because they already know everything about you. They know your routing number. They know your account number. And this video right here, it's like, Alex, we don't have to wait for central bank digital currency for this stuff to happen. What the congresswoman said, it's here now. And I was talking to a very astute financial speaker friend of mine who follows this stuff like I do. And he said, hey, Kurt, I think they're doing this to actually get ready to get everybody's bank account so they can do a big bail-in. It's like, well, they might, which bail-ins has basically legislated after 2009 when we had Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns that went out of business. And what did they do then? They actually changed the rules of your ownership of your bank account. So you and I don't own our bank accounts anymore. We gave up that ownership to the financial institution. We become beneficiaries of that because they needed to use our assets as collateral to pay off their debt. They can't use something as collateral that they don't own. So therefore, they just changed the rules, right? But I don't think this is it. I don't think that is the reason why, maybe part of the reason, why the IRS, without warrant, is spying on everybody's bank account. I think it's more than that. I think it's the reflection of you to the world is what you spend your money on, correct? So if you tithe to a church or if you put gas in a car, what kind of shows that you watch, what kind of streaming devices you're paying for, what are your subscriptions, where do you travel, how do you eat? All of that stuff is the reflection of you because what we spend money on is who we are. So I think that's what they're doing. They're building the biggest, broadest database ever known to humankind with which comprises of every single transaction that we've ever made. This is building our digital social profile, our social credit score. And Alex, this is not just the IRS spying on our bank accounts without a warrant, which violates the Fourth Amendment, right? But it's non-governmental institutions, it's the IMF, it's the Bank for International Settlements, and there are different projects that they've spearheaded that says they're going to test the ideology of our use of funds, and they're going to have real-time transaction monitoring of every transaction of every person at every bank in every country for what? To do what the IRS is doing now. So this is kind of the big warning sign that you and I have been shouting from the rooftops for a long time. Central bank digital currency is coming. It's coming. And it is. World Economic Forum bragged that 98% of the world is already ready to adopt it. But we don't have to wait for the CBDCs to come. The IRS is already spying on our bank accounts now, collecting all of that data. Alex?
That's right. They're just now publicly rolling out the system they've already got in place.
Yeah, 100%. And so when they start to collect that information, why do they need it for what's coming next? Because I think what's coming next is an economic collapse, absolute mayhem, and we're starting to see it now. See, this evil central bank digital currency system, I do think it's evil. You know, in your opening statements, it's the mark of the beast. I do believe that that's what it is. Or the technology behind it, right? I mean, it's all part of the same beast system.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Theater show or church, 5 minutes before it ends, a few start leaving, and all of a sudden everybody jumps up.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is exactly what's happening. And you've got country after country after country that's dismantling their positions in their U.S. dollar holdings and going elsewhere. Right. So this is the pendulum shifting moment, this big, huge vacuum sucking sound of our economic power going from the West to the East. Now, I think that when you look back a few weeks ago, when Iran attacked Israel, right, I don't think that was purely a religious ideological difference. I think it was economic. And the reason I say that is in January, Iran was admitted into the BRICS nation. So they're now BRICS plus, right? They added a bunch of nations to it, Iran being one of them. Well, I believe that China and Russia using Iran as a proxy for the economic war against America in the sense of what did they do, Alex? They announced that they were going to attack Israel with these 300 drones. And we all watched it on TV. You know, I was there with you the day that this happened. And when that happened, they were slow flying drones with lights on them right underneath our nose. It's like, of course, the Iron Dome over Israel is going to shoot these things down. But the intent was not necessarily to destroy Israel.
The intent was to manipulate the economy and show with the ballistic missiles they later fired that penetrated, they could put nukes on those and detonate above the air defenses, and it was meant to have $100 million, $200 million of missiles used up to shoot down a few million dollars of cheap cardboard aircrafts, and it was to study the Israeli defense.
Yeah. And what else? What did they do? Bill is, I mean, when you think of human psyche, when you've got that kind of stuff happening, everybody was glued to the TV. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And then the fear that creeps into the hearts and minds of people. When people are fearful, they make wrong decisions or they make no decision, right? And so they're praying that, okay, these Americans, the Western economies are going to start making wrong decisions. We're going to create fear and havoc in the hearts and minds of people. And now what? Now there's going to be other targets, Israeli and U.S. targets all over the world. And this war is going to expand. And so fear, 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 right? So as I'm thinking about it, what has China done over the last 5 years or so? They've amassed so much gold because they want to be the world's reserve currency. And we know that when China speaks, they're lying, Alex. It's obvious, right? So the World Gold Council says that China has 5,000 tons of gold. Well, that's a lie because they're the largest gold producer in the world with their mines, and they keep all of it. Zero is sold. They're also the largest purchaser of gold on the planet. So here's the thing. They want to be the world's reserve currency. They want to back their currency with gold. So estimates are they don't have 5,000 tons of gold. They have about 30,000 tons of gold. And so what does fear do? What does war do? It causes gold and silver to go up. And so using Iran as a proxy is going to really boost the backing that they have of their central bank digital currency that's coming. But it goes one step further than that. So on the Friday, right before the drones were shot off, by the Western banks, 1.2 billion ounces of silver were shorted. 1.2 billion. So when you put that into perspective, there's only 800 million ounces of silver mined in the entire world all year long. Right. So they shorted in one afternoon, the Western banks, more than 50% more than the entire production of all silver in a year. So what did China do? They started to encourage their citizens that weekend. Hey, you know, kind of let's stop buying gold. Let's buy silver. Right. So what is that going to do to silver? There's over a billion people in China. If they all just buy 1 ounce, they consume 50% more of all the global production in the world. But they don't have to consume that much because India has already committed to buying 66% of all the global mining production of silver in 2024. So what is happening? If you have a short position, like 1.2 billion ounces in one afternoon, plus all the other short positions that they already have in existence, and silver goes up rather than down, they lose money, not just dollar for dollar. They lose money in multiples. And so what China is trying to do here, in my opinion, using Iran as a proxy for their war against the West, is if you can create fear in people of the West, if you can destroy their banking system, you could actually win a war without ever firing a bullet.
Absolutely. But bottom line, you predicted this 4 or 5 months ago on air. China is now moving away from gold, which they've already the main hoarder, to silver. But I mean, look at what silver is doing right now at record highs. And the mainline analysts say it's way underperforming where it should be. Spend a few minutes, though. People need solutions. A relationship with God, friends and family you can trust, if you've got a farm, if you've got canned food, if you know how to grow a garden, all of that is essential, if you know basic medical stuff. But when it comes to financials, silver, gold, that is obviously one of the main things people need. And folks don't want to go buy numismatics or semi-numismatic collectibles. Sure, some are great. You know the right dealer, you get a good deal. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But the sure bet is gold and silver bullion, and you've got it ready to ship whatever type people want in bars, in coins, in rounds. You've got everything. You'll talk to them. You'll consult them, and you don't have the markup other people have. It's the best deal out there, and people can sell it back to you zero cost. Nobody else does that. That is so smart. So do a plug before we go to break and get into the real numbers here on the world economy, what you think is going to come next. Yeah. You said, I mean, even mainline analysts are saying, yeah, and I had Peter Schiff on your station, this depression will, you know, make the last one look like a cakewalk, basically. how people call your company and how they start on the path as fast as they can to get prepared.
Yeah. So first of all, you can just go to kepm.com, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. So it's just kepm.com/gold and just fill out some information that you want a consultation, a free consultation with us, where we'll map out a strategy for success moving forward using precious metals to get you out of this paper system, to get you out of this digital system, to take advantage of the trends that we're going to be talking about over this next hour. Or you just simply give us a call at 720-605-3900 and say Alex sent you, just so we know what we were talking about. But here's where when I talk about gold and silver, Alex, I'm talking about physical metals, 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, 1-ounce rounds, or 1-ounce gold bars or kilo bars. That's it. You know, there's so many different options out there that people could choose from. But if it's not one of those five things, don't get it. Simply don't do it because you're going to overpay. You're going to pay high premiums. They generally high premiums come with high commission. And this is where we set ourselves up differently. I believe that the way that we set up our company decades ago was God breathed. I wanted to change the way that the markets were done, the way that commerce in this industry was done, because normally it's like used car salesman kind of mentality, right? Oh, you got to get this. It's an amazing story. These things were shipwrecked and blah, blah, blah. And we only have 500 of them. That's all there is in the world. And you're going to pay this huge price. Well, that's a collector. That's not an investor. That's two different things. When you invest, you want to buy low and sell high. You have to have low premium. And we took it one step further, which is ultimately everybody is going to sell. They want to lock in profits. And this is what we guide people with. You're never going to be in this alone. We'll always let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, get out of Dodge, do whatever needs to be done to lock in your profits. So at some point when you liquidate, we don't charge a commission. So like a realtor, for example, commission when you buy, commission when you sell, they sort of forget about you in between, right? Same thing with stockbrokers, but we're different. And where we firmly believe, it's not just my personal statement, it's my mission statement as a company, is people over profit. You know, it's an easy thing to say, harder thing to live, but we live it. It's who we are. And that is, if you focus on people, Alex, profit will come. It's not that I'm against profit. You focus on people, care about them, listen to them, encourage them, give them hope, give them something that will stand the test of time, and profit will come. But if you ever start focusing on profit, like most of the companies in the industry, I don't even care if it's in this industry. It could be anything. It could even be in politics. You focus on profit, people will leave, right? So when you focus on people, hear them, listen to their concerns, their needs, their desires, their goals. My team is really good. I know I'm biased, but I trained all of them, and I love them, and they think like I do, and you will love them too because they are going to hear you and listen to you and help you achieve the goals that you have so your money outlasts you rather than you outlasting your money.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. And you notice I've had a gold sponsor for 10 years because I couldn't find a good one, a gold and silver sponsor. Plus, the market was the urgency is the urgency in the real world. I don't promote something until I think it's dead on in the right time. This is the time to get into gold silver. Do it now at KEPM.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.